Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
New year, new you. That's the slogan for the beginning of January for many people, sports people included. It's the time of year to look ahead, to plan, to make resolutions, to turn over new slates, to strive to become fitter, faster, technically better. For sure, there's merit in this mindset shift and desire to change. But all of these desires come to fruition by self-determination and focus. It's the opposite when it comes to the Christian faith. And hopefully you've seen that in this mini game day series in 2 Corinthians. Paul has been spelling out the objective truth claims around a Christian's identity received by God through Christ, not achieved by personal resolve or hard work. This Christmas and New Year, we focused on the gifts of the four R's. The gift of renewal, not restoration. Those who trust in Jesus have been given new hearts. Second, the gift of reconciliation. We are no longer enemies of God, as he no longer holds our sins against us. Third, the gift of representation. We are Christ's ambassadors. And this game day, we finish off considering the gift of righteousness. So instead of or alongside those New Year resolutions or changes you're striving to make in 2026, bask in this objective truth that God has already changed for you. In verse 21 of 2 Corinthians 5, Paul writes this: God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You see, if you trust in Jesus as Lord and Saviour, you are the righteousness of God. What a statement. What does that mean? Well, God the Father treated God the Son as sin is to be treated. The Lord Jesus was, of course, without sin. He lived a pure and holy life in thought, action, and word. And yet, he became sin. The sinless treated by the Father as the sinful. Why? For us. Here's the reality in your sport. Every selfish thought in the changing room, every angry word on the pitch, every bitter feeling towards that opposition, every cheating action on court, every one of these and all the rest, past, present, future, has been dealt with as sin deserves, but not by you. The Lord Jesus has taken the depth of your sin on himself, not counting people's sins against them. So, Jesus goes to the cross, carrying the weight of all our sin. Where does that leave us? See, it gets even more incredible. We're not left in a negative or neutral state. No. It has been dubbed by theologians as the great exchange. See, as one player moves to a club in exchange for another, it is hoped that both sides will benefit depending upon their needs. In a similar way, with far more glorious implications, the great exchange has happened between me and God. He has taken on my sin through Jesus, and he has given me his righteousness through Jesus. This righteousness is not our own. It has been imputed. That means credited to us without any action on our part. He has my sin. I have his righteousness. It's an incredible deal. It means that I am seen and treated as though I were the Son of God himself. I'm accepted by God as being right before him. He looks at me and sees a stainless, spotless, unblemished, righteous man. That's my status. That's my new identity before him. So here's our resolve for 2026. To go and live out who we are. To go and play as renewed, reconciled sports people. To go and represent him as righteous competitors. So head into 2026 with this verse of a great hymn ringing through your ears. My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Happy New Year. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we are counted as your righteousness because of the work of Jesus. Help us in 2026 to know this, embrace this, and go and play our sport as your new creations. And finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.